This Xbox thing. What is this? Head of Master Chief? Pop this open. I'm just going to dry hump it. Dry hump Master Chief's face.
I guess that's kind of like if you were just playing and you were doing the teabagging thing, but like more direct, like you mean it.
Oh, because you don't mean it when you're teabagging otherwise?
Not typically. You just do it because it's trendy.
What are those kids doing these days, teabagging?
Yeah, I'll try that.
It's done.
Welcome to It Figures, the toy and action figure podcast on itfigurespodcast.com, a part of the Pop Culture Network. I'm Killen.
I'm Dirt.
And it's just us today.
And I'm not. So should I do that whole thing again? You can put that in the funny stuff.
No, we don't. There's no funny stuff.
Yeah, all right. So there's no Pixel Dan here, obviously, you guys. I'm sure you've noticed that by now.
And there's no Intern Rick, which you by now know that's not going to happen.
There's no Scotty Cash here.
Which is flip a coin.
Tonight.
You know.
Yeah. And no Stina. Yeah. So, Pixel Dan had a family emergency come up, couldn't be here. Rick had to go buy a bag of Bugles and a can of Easy Cheese, so he couldn't be here. Scotty Cash is...
Wait.
What?
Does he squirt the cheese into the Bugles like an
ice
cream cone?
Yeah, you make like a soft serve ice cream cone and eat it.
Oh, that's gross.
It's the best snack ever.
That is gross.
So anyway, we are going to do our best to do the show here this week. If this upsets you in some way, okay.
Yeah, just remember we could not have done it this week, so enjoy.
But anyway, we're going to go through some of the news items here and then a quick commercial break and then back for the fan corner. So first thing, though, I wanted to give a shout out to forum member Roger Rabbit. As it turns out, those of you who are fans of the Trash Pack from Moose Toys, they had a contest where you could design your own Trash Pack figure, and they pick the top three, and they will actually be made into figures. And for member Roger Rabbit, he designed Macaroni and Sneeze. Macaroni and Sneeze was chosen as one of the three in the U.S. to be made into a toy. So, congratulations, and
Yay, hopefully
looking forward to seeing that when it comes out. Definitely, I love the Trash Pack.
I didn't even know that contest was going on, and the fact that somebody that's a part of our community wins, that's even better. So you better be posting pictures when you actually get your figure made. And I hope that they send you a bunch of them because I want one.
The other figures include the Black and Blueberry, which is a Blackberry phone that's been trashed.
I'm going to put the pictures up here so you can see it.
The Unfortunate Cookie, which is a fortune cookie that has the fortune that says too bad.
That one I don't like.
Yeah, it's kind of weak.
That one's,
And, of course, the Great Macaroni and Sneeze, which is a snot-covered bowl of macaroni and cheese.
The first two kind of suck, but his was great. I like that one. That was so clever that you knew you were going to win when you probably entered that.
The Unfortunate Cookie, I think, is all right.
No, what?
It's all right. Oh. But the Black and Blueberry, I don't know, maybe it needs more facial features.
Both the cookie and the Black and Blueberry just lacking creativity.
Well, what if one of those guys wants to come join our forum? And now you've put down their designs.
Well, I will retract my statement if they do, in fact, join. But until then, it stands.
All right, well, moving on to some other news here. LEGO reveals Lord of the Rings minifigures. LEGO just sent over official images of their upcoming minifigures from the new Lord of the Rings sets. And you can check those out at thatnewtoysmall.com. Check out the photos there.
Or just look at your screen.
You're a fan of LEGO, obviously.
Yes.
Are you a fan of Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, actually I am. The great thing about this is I look at these pictures, I'm actually kind of happy because I've seen some early prototype pictures, and the prototype pictures I saw look like the Legos were made in the 70s. I mean, they're so terrible. And then seeing these figures, it makes me really happy and kind of excited about all the possibilities of the sets. Now, I hope they don't, you know, screw it up like they did the Pirates of the Caribbean sets that were, like, terrible. I mean, other than the pirate ships, well, which were great.
What was so bad about those sets?
They were dumb. Like, the scenes were ridiculous. I mean, all I really wanted was the figures. They could have done without the terrible... They try to, like, relive the scenes in the movie in the sets, which is, you know, what you're supposed to
do. Well, yeah, I mean, that's... You want to take
over the scenes. But the scenes that they picked were just, like, dumb. They looked dumb. At least to me.
Well, there are 14 minifigures that they've shown here, but there's no play sets.
Yeah, they're just showing off. I'm pretty sure in a couple weeks when we go to Toy Fair, they'll have the actual sets up and available for me to take some pictures of and possibly try to steal. And, yeah, so look forward to that video, and I'll post it here on the site as soon as I get them. But I'm thinking that's where we're going to see some of the sets. Now, I imagine they're going to be castle-themed. I mean, they're going to be themed after the movie, but... If you don't really care about the movie and you collect the castle themes, I'm pretty sure you'll only be able to put these in there and add a little more fantasy to your castle themes.
And they'll probably be in the same scale.
Oh,
really? Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, I think about
that. Well, they're moving to a 14-inch scale. Giant Legos.
All right. Up next, Kinex announced that they are building Angry Birds toys using the Kinex system. Rovio, the creator of the globally successful Angry Birds franchise, and Kinex, the only U.S. construction toy company focused on building worlds kids love, are pleased to announce this new partnership to create a line of building toys inspired by Angry Birds.
I gotta say...
You know, my first thought about that was kind of like, eh, whatever. But once I thought about it, my son loves Angry Birds. And in fact, we got him a couple stuffed birds, and he will take blocks... and set them up, and set, like, Funky's figures and whatever on top, and then he'll sit there on the other side of the room and toss his Angry Birds trying to knock them down. So, I mean, this is totally the type of thing that's going to be perfect for him, you know.
Okay, I'll give you that. I can see that situation, but if for an adult collector, I'm looking at this like, are you kidding me? They're going to put Angry Birds everything. I'm going to be eating Angry Birds cereal. Is there even that cereal? I'm sure there is. If not, they're going to be having it pretty soon.
Now, the pack that they show here looks basically like knockoff Legos. Except that they do have a little slingshot device and the Angry Birds that you put in to shoot at whatever you build out of these blocks. And that, to me, is the one problematic part, because the whole point of Angry Birds is knocking the stuff over and having them collapse. And if you're building stuff out of Legos, it's going to be hard to make them collapse and fall over.
You said knockoff Legos, which are notoriously bad constructed, where they don't lock tight. Mm. So maybe they're a little loosey-goosey so that you can throw something and they just collapse.
Loosey-goosey.
Like terrible knockoff Legos do.
But to be fair, though, Kinex is not... just some random knockoff company.
Okay.
I mean, they have their own line of building...
Fine, but...
But these look like Legos.
But if they're doing knockoff Legos, then they are just some random company to me. Really? That's not your thing, Kinect.
Kinex.
I'm not going to pronounce their name correctly if they're going to do this kind of thing.
Wow, you're hateful.
I'm hateful towards Lego knockoff people.
All right, next story... You've all heard of the tremendous Battleship movie coming. Monopoly is in the works. Well, now Hasbro has announced Stretch Armstrong coming to theaters on 4/11/2014.
Now, that one sounds ridiculous. Battleship, I watched the trailer for, and it looks like it could possibly be a decent, like, military movie. It just so happened to be called Battleship.
Now,
I can't imagine any way this is going to be, like... watchable.
This is being produced by Relativity Media, who does have a pretty good track record on some of this stuff, putting together movies, but...
it would have to be like a family-friendly, fun...
Here's the problem, is they're saying that, you know, since 2007, Hasbro's Transformers and G.I. Joe franchises have grossed nearly $3 billion worldwide. Yeah, but you're talking about Stretch Armstrong. That is not G.I. Joe and Transformers. You know what I mean? It's just...
Well,
Gregory the Bat.
They got
coming to a theater near you.
They got to lose some money somewhere so they can, like, you know, get some tax breaks or something.
I mean, I don't even understand.
I don't know. I can't imagine any good way this movie will turn out. It's going to be a totally ridiculous Disney-style family movie, which may be great for, you know, for you, for those of you out there who have family and actually do that kind of stuff. But for me, I mean, I do have a family. I do have a family, but...
But you don't do that stuff.
We do that kind of stuff, but I don't know. Like, we went and saw the Smurfs, for example.
Yeah.
And it was all right. I mean, I was okay with it, but I want to watch something a little more my speed. And something like Stretch Armstrong, which is like a good memory for me, but I don't know. I don't want them to turn it into something goofy and destroy the image in my head of something cool and then turn it into something laughable.
Well, probably too late for that. Happened with Transformers. All right.
I like the Transformers movies.
Up next, we got new photos from Hasbro for their Avengers toy line. We got a better look at the Quinjet figures like Hawkeye, Captain America, Thor. We got some big mech suits with Iron Man. And overall, what do you think about the Avengers toys? You excited at all for them?
These images come from Toys R Us Canada, which put them on pre-order. A little better picture quality than the ones that were leaked from the UK Toy Fair. So... Looking
a little bit like Hawkeye, I don't think we saw before.
Well, these images, like the figures, we didn't see before, but like the Quinjet or whatever, those are better pictures, a lot higher quality. And I'm sure these are going to be great, but here's my problem with the line. As I'm looking down at these figures, here we are just rehashing figures they've done. I mean, with the Captain America and the Iron Man, and you know, these are figures they did last year, just in a new packaging, charging a little more money than they did last year. So that's my, you know, issue with those. The Hawkeye, I'm happy for. That looks like a really great figure. But the other ones, I'm like, great. I could have bought some clearance toys of the lines that are out currently and just fill them in and not even worry about these new ones.
Well, and the funny thing is, like, Hawkeye here, he has small print on the package that says comic series. And that's something they've been doing with, like, the Captain America toys, the Iron Man toys. They have the movie version and the comic version. And it looks like they're doing that here with Avengers as well. Even though Avengers, like you said, you've already gotten the Captain Americas, the Iron Mans. Do we really need, you know...
Like, I would buy him just because he looks cool.
Like, there's concept series Rocket Grenade Captain America. So it's basically Captain America without a hood and a big giant gun.
I hate the action feature stuff, too. I think that...
Like the shooting missiles and stuff? You don't like that?
No. I mean, for a kid, yeah, but for me as a collector, they are terrible. They're like over-exaggerated weapons that they carry that look ridiculous.
That most of the time they can't hold. And like, why does Thor need a gun? You know what I mean? Like a giant rocket launcher he's got the Asgardian details carved into it. So obviously they call it the Sword Spike Thor.
It's a harpoon gun.
Yeah.
A harpoon.
I mean, like, why would he walk around with this?
Why wouldn't he?
Battle Hammer Thor with Beta Ray Bill's hammer axe thing. And
I guess my problem is I want all the toys to be made for collectors than mine and not children. And that's just not how the world works.
Yeah, well, that works well for Hasbro, is doing more of the mass market retail toy line. Mattel hasn't done too well with... figures in retail, as Hasbro has been doing.
Because to me, you open a package, you rip the figure out, and you throw away the dumb shooting weapons that are, like, too big. And then, if we can do that, can we get a line where it's just a figure at a lower price point, and you can keep all your weird accessories that no one cares about?
I don't know. Pop-up blast shield. Oh, Rocket Grenade Captain America has a pop-up blast shield on his giant rocket launcher.
Yeah, whatever.
So... I don't know. I'm probably going to buy a Quinjet just because.
Yeah, like I can see the vehicle.
I've read the comics, you know, so I always, you know, want one of those. And maybe the big Iron Man mech suit thing.
Just because it looks cool.
Because it's ridiculous. But like the Iron Man Firestrike Assault Jet. Why does he need a jet? He flies.
Well, I mean...
Captain America needs one. Hawkeye needs one.
If you don't even use them in your Avenger lines, you could always use them in your G.I. Joes, you know, so... Mm. Which makes sense on a lot of these vehicles, actually.
All right, next up, we've got the PlayArts Kai Batman Arkham Asylum Series 2 figure images. We've got an armored suit Batman, and we've got Harley Quinn. And these are from, obviously, the video game franchise.
Well, they're from the Kai series, which means they're about $40 to $60 figures. They're very, very expensive, but they are extremely detailed and very nice.
We also got the ventriloquist dummy there.
Yeah, like, I would be happy to own these, but I just can't part with that much money on a single figure unless I'm like completely hardcore.
I really like that Batman, but I don't think I could buy it unless I had a display in mind. Like if I had a glass display case, I was going to put it in, you know, swooping in some crazy pose, and then that'd be perfect. But
yeah, because they do look so nice. You almost feel like you have to put them under glass.
Like, if I don't have a nice display for these figures, then I feel like I shouldn't have the right to own them, you know? Like, yeah. They are made for people with a much nicer setup than I have.
They're definitely very nice. But like I said, and from all the ones that are previously made already, these are definitely the best versions.
These look tremendous. Now, I guess, to be fair, these are, you know, prototype images sent out by the PR department. They may not look as nice when they come to market, but Play Arts Kai usually does a really good job of putting the figures together.
Well, yeah, I mean, this isn't their first, you know, this is the first ball game, as they say.
It's not?
It's not.
It's not. All right, well, that's going to wrap it up for news for this week, so I guess we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, it'll be time for the fan corner.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, and then maybe during the commercial break, we'll just do a karate chop right here on this piece of wood right here, and we'll just crack it right in half.
I hope so, because your laptop will just fall and collapse. So let's hope for that.
I'll get a new one. Why not?
Hey guys, it's Killen from such popular shows as It Figures. Now I'm here to discuss a new show coming releasing every Monday on the Pop Culture Network, The Video Game Losers, starring myself and, of course,
hey guys,
Dirty Dirt. Every week we'll discuss the news for the video game industry and releases for that following week. We'll also discuss random things that we could think about. We might do some home shopping, selling of things. You never know. So be sure to check us out at VGLosers.com, a part of the Pop Culture Network.
Can I focus? Jack Nicholson links. Come on! Hey guys, Dirt here. Don't forget to check out the News Desk every Saturday on the Pop Culture Network. We're going to be talking about this week's releases of toys. If you want to know all the toy news of everything that's going on, that's ever been worthwhile, that's ever worth a penny of your hard-earned money, you're going to check out the News Desk, PopCultureNetwork.com. Every Saturday, make sure you check it out.
And welcome back to the next part of your most favorite show.
Eddie, that's my ringtone. That's amazing. That's my jam. Mm. All right, now last time, when Pixel Dan wasn't here, we just didn't answer questions that were addressed to him because we figured it was fair that he should answer his questions. People didn't like that. So this time, we are going to answer the questions in probably the most inaccurate way possible on behalf of Pixel Dan.
Also, please do remember the rules as stated in the forums that if your question isn't answered, or you don't like the way we answer it, you can repost the question for the next week, and when Pixel Dan is here and Cena, they should be able to reread the question and answer it. If you don't enjoy our versions, which
you probably won't.
You probably will.
You probably will. All right. First up, this one comes from Sick. He says, "Hey guys and gal." I'm assuming that's you, the gal.
No, it's you. You're the most.
Whatever happened to the Spy Monkey Creations Pop Culture Network exclusive? Well, the last thing we know is that Spy Monkey Creations was working on some new process. They're trying to get some new distributor, manufacturer, so that they can do things in a higher quantity for a cheaper price. They were talking with some other people in the indie toy scene who have worked some inroads in with some different manufacturing companies. So last we've heard from Spy Monkey Creations is that the prototype piece that we can't discuss or talk about is completed 100%. It's ready to go, but they're just trying to, you know, finalize how to get through some of these processes, working with some of the different factories and whatever, trying to get stuff taken care of. So.
Yeah, I got a prototype, okay, and it looks great, and we're happy about it. It's just between them being so busy with their new projects they're working on, getting that production up, and with us changing things around here, we kind of lost a little bit of communication. So hopefully we'll get back in touch with them and we'll get that going because it is ready to be made. We just have to put the funds there and then start the production and get the product in. And then hopefully we give it to you and you can be happy and hopefully still care about that kind of stuff by the time we get it out.
All right. Next up. This is from Vinyl Cape Jawa. who says, greetings from the land of dinosaurs. That's Costa Rica, apparently. Mm-hmm. So, my question for 139 is, my cell phone died last week. I'm in a hurry to buy a new one since the one I'm using is now obsolete almost. So, this idea has been menacing my mind. What if I sell my Voltron masterpiece, yeah, the diecast one, and invest the money to get a new cell? Should I sell it and buy the phone or start saving money and get the phone later this year? By the way, my complete name is Vinyl Cape Jawa with missing cape.
So. All right. Here's my advice to you. If you do not want that figure ever again, sell it. But
if you sell it, you're never going
to get it the price you sell it. You're going to end up paying more to get it back. And remember, when phones come out, they're going to be really high at the beginning, and then they're slowly going to taper off to a more reasonable price. So if you can hold out for a little while and wait for a deal to come around, you should be able to save a little money and get that phone that you want. And they'll be able to work out any bugs in the meantime they have with those phones. As you know, they do have when they release them. There's always some kind of weird software issue or the right. battery drains too fast or something like that. So treat it like it's a new piece of technology and wait. Save your toy because you'll never get it back without selling your kidneys.
But if you want an old AT&T phone, I've got a couple old ones. I'll be more than happy to trade you for your Voltron masterpiece.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know which one you have. I've got the 25th anniversary Toynami one. If it's the same one, different one, whatever, you know, I'll take a second one if it's the same one.
You'll gladly give them to your old
phone. Yeah, yeah, I'll trade you an old phone. You know, I'll tell you, I'll trade you this phone for that one.
I may have a pager. Are you still into that?
I've got two soup cans.
Hey.
5 yards of string.
Did you... Okay.
What?
In high school, growing up, you know, when pagers were popular, did you have one?
Not when I was in high school. They weren't... I graduated in 94. So they weren't really out that much. But when I got my first job with the state of Illinois in 98, they gave us pagers. So I had a pager with my first real job with the state of Illinois.
I was just thinking about this the other day that I can remember very like clearly in high school, about the time I was 15 or 16. So this would be like 95, 96.
See, know. After I was already out.
Yeah, everybody I knew, we went out to a place to get pagers, me and all my friends, and we were like walking around with our pagers like we were super cool. And I can kind of like, looking back at it, I'm laughing at how ridiculous we were, because how dumb a pager is, you know. It's like a basically Twitter, but well, it's the same thing as Twitter actually, but you carry it with you. And I'm thinking how ridiculous we are back then, thinking how cool we were, and now we got these phones that are like mini computers, and like no one really walks around about how cool they are with them anymore.
Right.
It's not even a thing. It's just part of life. So, pagers, funny.
All right then, moving on. Thanks for the story.
I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought halfway.
There's a point there somewhere, but Yoda Soup says, hey guys and gal, again, that's probably you. Greetings from the Great White North. Do you guys collect fast food premiums, Happy Meal toys? I always have and look forward to getting them each week. Also, we need Mosquito. Yoda Soup out. It depends. I mean, if it's a toy line that I like anyway, like whenever they do Batman Brave and the Bold or something like that. When they did Iron Man at Burger King, those were better action figures than a lot of the ones that they sold you in the stores.
That's ridiculous.
So I definitely went out and grabbed those. Anything that's going to be Pokemon or Bakugan, my son is going to have to go out and get. But for the most part, I'm not just... I don't randomly go out. I don't need Happy Feet penguins or Madagascar lions or whatever.
See, I have a daughter, and you're luckily you have a son, so if you go somewhere fast food, you get to see the boys' version of the toys. I only get to see the Barbies and the ponies and all that stuff, and it's kind of sad. I was just thinking now at Sonic, they have these little, like, you know, like on Hunger Team Aqua Force, a shake. You know, they have like little shakes.
Okay.
They're like got hands and feet and like a face.
On oh, okay. Okay.
They're different colors.
Like California raisins or something.
Right, but it's like a shake.
Right.
And they have them at Sonic right now. And if you collect the old Foo Fighter figures, they're kind of like a nice like troop builder that you can do. I gave them. I had a couple. I just gave them to Pixel Dan earlier. So if you're looking for some kind of cool like troop builder stuff or you're a food fighter, so you might want to go check out Sonic right now before they're gone. I think they have like 20 some like variants.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like a lot.
That's pretty cool.
But yeah, I do like the fast food stuff. The most disappointing though is how now if when Lego comes out and they have like McDonald's toys, how they're no longer like Lego.
Yeah, they're not actually buildable pieces. They're fully molded vehicles that just have the little nubs on them.
And I really want to go back to the 80s when they gave you a little baggie and it was like a set.
It's like six pieces to make a helicopter.
Right, I mean, it was a ridiculous little set, and I'm really sad they don't do that anymore. What I would really love is if they would just release a minifigure. If they did that, we'd be eating McDonald's like at least 3 times more a week than we already do, I'm sure.
I'm surprised they haven't done that. Because that seems, well...
Minifigures are expensive.
You know, I think the reason why they don't do Legos anymore and they probably wouldn't do a minifigure is because of a choking hazard.
Oh, wow.
Because I think you have to be... I think it's four... It's not okay for 4 and younger, or maybe it's 4 and up, and the toys for little kids are usually like 2 and under or 3 and under, so...
Yeah, I get that. If they were figures, you would totally pull their head off and swallow it or something like that, but, man, that would be great.
Unless they did them as one solid molded piece.
Oh, no, those are terrible.
Well, but that's probably the only way
they
do it.
They did that with the Batman, and it was just... Those were horrific. Yeah. What I want them to do is to put out a McDonald's-themed Lego set with like a little... Hamburglar and like a Ronald or something. That'd be great.
Yeah. But I think that's the problem. It's the choking hazard.
But actually, you know what I'm thinking about? I think they did have a vintage McDonald's playset that they released in the city theme. It was actually like a drive-through McDonald's.
Right.
Now I need that because I don't own it. But I'd be happy with a Hamburglar.
Hmm. Robble, robble. All right. The Burger General says, what he at? Buys... Which I don't know what that means. My question is for Pixel Dan. So here we go. Have you ever wanted to be a Foo Fighter for Halloween?
No.
Really, Pixel Dan? But I thought you loved the Foo Fighters.
I know, but I want to be super cool and not look like a big nerd when I'm out doing my Halloween.
You're terrible. In all seriousness, though, did you know these existed? And he's got a photo here of him in a Food Fighters costume. My old lady tracked this one down for me last week. She said the merchant also had Mutant Pizza Man one. How many characters do you think Mattel made in Halloween costumes?
I've never seen that before, but I know Pixel Dan would love to own that.
I can't imagine they made more than 2 or 3 different Food Fighters.
Those are awesome. I've never even seen that before.
That is bizarre.
So it's just like, I'm just going to put the picture up here so you can see it. So here he is just sitting in his, like, it looks like some kind of weird, like, standing outside on the side of the street trying to get people to come in.
Yeah, like the Liberty Tax Man
right,
or something.
Right, yeah, it's some kind of sign holder. But actually, I would love you to come and sit on the side of my store and hold a sign that says, Killen's Toys are Burgerageous. Why not?
Because that makes sense.
Why not? Oh, but it makes sense that he's standing out in a burger.
Well, if you're selling burgers, that would make sense.
I want a lot of hungry people to come in here and devour some of our delicious deals.
Delicious deals.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. .com. You need to buy that.
Deliciousdeals.com.
All right. Next, Sword to Blanket says, hey, PC and gang. I'm a big fan of the Scott Pilgrim comic and movie, and I was just wondering if there are any further plans for the toys. I know Mezco currently has the license, but all they've put out as of yet are 2 versions of Scott Pilgrim. If they were just going to put out 2 figures, it seems they would have been much better off to do at least Scott and Ramona. I get the impression that they were trying to test the waters, but that plan just doesn't seem to work in my mind when the entire premise relies so heavily on the ensemble cast. Had this toy line featured the 20-plus characters that featured heavily in the story, I probably would have bought them all. However, I have no interest in owning one Scott Pilgrim toy. If this is all we'll ever get, it seems like such a wasted opportunity.
One green shirt, one purple shirt is all they released.
Actually, they did do Scott and Ramona in plush and I think keychains, but not as 6-inch figures. The 6-inch figures were just 2 Scott Pilgrims.
Well, let me tell you this. For right now, we have no idea. But, again, we are going to Toy Fair here in New York, and we will most likely find out if there's any future plans for those toys.
I mean, I looked at Mezco's press releases and stuff, and there's absolutely nothing else mentioned. You think that if they were going to do some more, it would have been around the release of the DVD and Blu-ray, and that obviously didn't happen. So I would just assume,
well,
unless it becomes a huge cult hit, and they do like a 10th anniversary line
they,
or something
they
like that.
Mezco holds those licenses for a long time, and they do randomly release things. So when we're at a New York Toy Fair, we'll go through the booth and we'll look at their display cases, and they generally will have what's coming out for at least the next 6 months, if not longer. And they may or may not have some prototypes there, and if they do, then we'll know, and then we'll tell you. So I guess stay tuned, and about 2 weeks here, we'll be in New York.
All right. Next up from Achilles 1975. Hi, guys. Greetings from Brooklyn. Hey, do you know Rob Bass? Apparently. I have a story and a question. I guess that's the end of the statement. Recently, Digital River canceled my sub for no reason. Well, no reason for people with common sense, but this is Digital River after all. Anyway, these, word I won't say, clowns canceled my sub. And when I called, because the email they sent me said to call and update my info, the customer rep, and I use the term loosely, didn't want to do it. She said to email it.
What?
Well, after a heated discussion, she put me on hold and came back and said, "Sir, I put you on hold because your voice irritated me." That pushed me over the edge. I'm a bad-tempered Latino from Brooklyn. You can imagine what profanity came out of my mouth. To make a long story short, I talked to her supervisor and I gave him my info and was very curious. My question is for Lord Killen. What would you do if Ding Dong Rick gave that kind of service on the Pop Culture Network store?
Well, luckily, he doesn't touch anything to do with the store.
Well, what about the people walking in, though? Customers here?
Store? In our actual, our physical store, he does work most days, and
there've been a couple.
We got a policy here. Let me just tell you this: we are very nice people. You can come in and talk to us. We'll treat you respectful. But if you come in the store, we're not a corporate store. If you come in this door and you are acting ridiculous, we will tell you. You are acting ridiculous. There has been a couple people that come in here, you know, they're used to going to these corporate stores like a GameStop or, you know, Walmart, whatever, being a total jerk. And those employees, since they're in a corporate environment, having to be nice to them and, you know, do their script where they're like, what can we do to make you happy? We don't have that policy here. You come in and act ridiculous. And you can tell these people when they come in here and we're just like, well, I can get this cheaper somewhere else. I often tell them, well, then you should probably go buy it there because that's a good deal. And they, you know, they take offense to that. But when they start talking more, you know, crap to me and I'm just dishing it back to them, you can see their faces like, oh, man, we can't do that here. So if I saw Rick doing that, I would expect that somebody out here deserved it. However, as far as the online store, I handle every single order and no one else touches it but me. So, from processing to shipping, I do 100% of the orders. So if you have a
problem...
Well,
no, wait. You don't do 100% of the order.
I let Rick pull it from the store
right,
and take it to my back room.
Which often has problems.
That's true. Sometimes...
you
Rick
order
can't,
two copies and you only get one pulled, or...
Rick can't read sometimes, so
you
I
want number
I to,
five, you get 15.
Here's the problem with working with people when you own your own store, is I have to double-check everything. And with Rick, triple-check. Because he often, like, in the middle of a thought, will grab something and, like, totally brain fart or start thinking about, you know, writing poems or something. And he'll forget exactly what he was doing, and he'll just continue on. And he'll look back at what he had in his hand and be like, I must go to the back. And he'll bring me random stuff back there that we have no sheets for. He'll bring me multiples of things. I mean, people make mistakes, but, you know, Rick is like, woo, out there sometimes. So I handle all the online orders so that we do not have wrong items shipped or, you know, busted or incomplete items, stuff like that.
I mean, it does happen occasionally.
I mean, yeah.
You send out 2,000 orders, you're going to get one or two.
Yeah, it does happen, and when you do get those terrible customers, too, that's just idiots.
Like one time when you went to the post office, whatever, you walk back, and you're like, huh. I think I just mailed the wrong thing to the wrong person. I think I just put the wrong label on that guy's package.
There, I have, over the last, like, 10 years, I have done 3 times, I have swapped labels on packages. But I was able to contact everybody and get them to ship it to each other, and I paid for it all. So, if there is a mistake, I do take care of it. I'm not an idiot like the Digital River people. you can call me and I can clearly talk back to you and I can understand your problem and we can actually resolve it right then and there. Unlike them who, you know, I guess they don't understand the English other than they read off their paper.
And speaking of Digital River, our next two questions, I think, are related to Digital River.
Great. Let's hear them.
Okay. First one from The Rook. With all the problems surrounding the Masters of the Universe Classics line, drop in subscriptions, delay of Demo Man, the constant issues with Digital River, shipping issues, Cornerstone logistics sucks, people getting double charged, not charged, split charges, figures getting shuffled around, quality control issues, wrong shoulders, Swift Wind's legs, etc., poor or not great performance of the Wind Raider, people's constant issues with some of the figure choices, the Mighty Spector and the Star Sisters, for example, do you feel that the Masters of the Universe Classics line has peaked and interest is falling off because of all these issues, or do you think Mattel will correct these issues and win the fans back? Back in the 30th anniversary year. I had a second part to this question, but I'll respect the new rules and ask it next week. Thanks, PC and crew.
Yes, absolutely. I think they are...
Yes, they will correct it for the 30th anniversary?
I think they are totally destroying the line right now. And with their own numbers, they know their subscriptions are going way down. And I bet you after this year, after they already locked everybody in, and then had it, as soon as they locked all these people and they had like 1,000 problems, I guarantee you, if they don't start doing something towards the end of the year, no, there's going to be half the number of subscriptions as they are this year.
Well, part of the problem also is that they've hit all the big characters. So unless you've come along, you know, towards the end here and you want to pick up, you know, some random character that came out a while ago and you're just hoping it gets re-released or reissued or something, there are not a lot of characters that people are really still clamoring for in, you know, with a lot of huge interest, like... You know, obviously, when you got your first He-Man, your first Skeletor, the Hordak, Trapjaw, Beastman, you know, Manny Faces, all those things.
I mean, there's still a lot of characters to do.
There are a lot of characters, but not as many that have as massive appeal as those.
And I guarantee you they're holding a couple off just to keep people buying until they can, you know, space out the good people that are left and give you a couple just characters and a good one and a couple and a good one so you keep coming back for more. But yeah, it is true, though. We are really far into this line now, and, you know, we've done most of the big stuff. Now it's going to be more large vehicles and stuff like that, I guess, is the future for the line. I don't know. But I can tell you that next year's numbers will be down, and this is probably definitely the peak has been hit, like, I would say, even last year, and now we're, like, going down, which
definitely
is sad.
Smaller
it's
numbers,
sad, too. But it's what else do you want? We've done everything.
Yeah. All right, Clone Yoshi4JJ says, "Hey guys and gal, my question has nothing to do with Digital River." Oh, okay. But since everything before my own, I saw everything before my own, so I'll save it for next week. But if He-Man died, who would you like to replace him? I would want Mosquitor to do mainly because he is BA.
Hmm.
So Mosquitor. So if He-Man died, who would you want to replace him? He says Mosquitor. I would say they should kidnap Fakor and replace and reprogram him like they did with the T-800 or T-600, whatever. I don't remember. Terminator, you know, Terminator 2.
Is that a calculator?
Yeah, the TI-86. You can play sub-attack on it. They should reprogram Fakor and make him the new He-Man.
I think it's time for Man at Arms to step up. He's got that, you know, pretty cool mustache thing going on, and I think he's, you know,
does
down,
he have
he's
the power?
Down with the ladies.
Could he have the power?
And he knows everything anyways, right? He knows
right,
all
yeah,
the
he's
secrets.
The one who knows the secrets, yeah.
So, he's clearly the next
Sorceress,
line.
Man-at-Arms, and Orko. It says in the beginning of the cartoon, those are the ones who know.
He's clearly the next in line to take over He-Man's position. And he's probably earned it, you know, he's been the captain of the guard for eternity.
And when they make a live-action movie, he should totally be played by Tom Selleck.
Oh, for sure.
So, I mean, that's
epic stash.
All right. Pyrus Masquerade says, "Love the site and forum. Now for my question."
Oh,
and
well.
That's the end of his post. So thank you for that. Seriously, yeah. That's and now for my question. And big blank space.
I think that happened last week, too. Well, thanks for the compliment, and we hope to answer your non-question again next week.
All right. Next up from Nico Pelli, who I can definitely say is a very awesome person. Dude, you rock, and you know why. "Hey, guys, what's your opinion on the box that will be used on the upcoming Voltron line from Mattel? Personally, I think they should have used a retro-style Panache Place box style for the Lions instead of a see-through window. Solid box like the one for the Wind Raider is my preferred style due to the fact that you can always put the Lion back in the box and be used the box for display. I think the reason why it's a windowed box is because there are a lot of people that are not going to open them, and they want to open the box and set it on the shelf and have it in a display box. So that's why you have a window. People like me, I'm going to rip it open. I'm going to take the box and nicely set it aside and pull out the figures and the lines to play with. But yeah, that's probably why there's a window on there, because people are going to pull it out and set it on the shelf and never open it because they want it to be pristine forever. Mm-hmm. So that'd be my guess with that.
I would not open mine. You know, you almost have to open those, though, if you're going to do Voltron, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I'm definitely opening mine.
That's a hard one. That's one of the ones where you're like, I have all the lines here.
It's like, I really want to buy two, but I just can't afford to buy two.
You only got one set, and you're like, I'm a min-on card collector, but I'm looking at these lines here, and they got to form.
It's like every night in the middle of the night, 4 o'clock in the morning, you hear, open me. You just wake up, who's in my house? Open me.
If you build it, it will come.
What? How does that even work?
Like, well, Will. Awesomeness.
All right, next up from One Nerd. He says, with so many properties for some reason getting toy lines, such as Angry Birds, Fruit Ninja, Minecraft, and even Annoying Orange, what out of left field would you like to give a toy line to? Personally, I'm surprised there aren't Plants vs. Zombies figures. What out of left field?
I would like a Terraria toy line.
Dude, yeah, some Terraria toys would be super cool. I'm not sure exactly how you'd work that out exactly. But.
Well, I mean, just customizable, like, Lego-style figures. For all of those, for all of you who don't know what that is, just do a search on our site for Terraria. It's a PC game that we have talked about many times, especially on the Video Game Losers episode 2. Is it 2? 1.
Well, it was 1.
Episode 1.
Yeah.
So go back and watch that, and you can see some video of the game. It's the most amazing game ever made.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
So I'd like to see those toys in the Lego style, that so you can change their armor and weapons and stuff like that. Some kind of buildable toy. Hmm. What else? From
out of left field. Out of left field.
Well, hopefully we can get some Ren 10-10 figures.
You know, I was thinking the other day, there really needs to be an Old Yeller line. Happy Old Yeller, Rabbit Old Yeller, and Dead Old Yeller.
And the guy, the dad that shoots him?
Right.
You know, just see his legs in the gun. That's all you can see.
Well,
and as then, if he's like well, a parent.
And then a shot of the kid crying, and it's like a bobble arm, like it's trembling in his hand. You know, bobble
like he
rifle.
Has some kind of disease. That's sad.
No, because he's crying.
Oh,
because he can't hold it steady. Or even
wait a minute.
I got it.
Was the dad even crying when he shot?
No, I'm talking the kid because the kid's supposed to do it and he can't do it. Oh, no, but even better. This is what needs a toy line. We need the Apple Dumpling Gang. As a toy line. You got,
is that going to be Amigo style?
The Apple Dumpling Gang, they had two movies from Disney back in the 70s. It was a Don Knotts and, I want to say Burt Convy, but that's like the game
show. Now you're just telling everybody how old you are.
Tim Conway, that's who it was. Tim Conway and Don Knotts. I want to see figures of those two guys.
You're just telling everybody how old you are.
Hey guys, I'm older.
Yeah, you're talking some old.
Next up, Fat Steve. Fat Steve says, so what's your take on bronies? Yay or nay? Sorry for that joke. Serious, though. I'm an original brony from the 80s where ponies had no character. Should I be beat with a plastic comb, or is there a place for me among serious toy fans? By the way, Stina should check out the shirt tails from the 80s. I think she would like them. Actually, I think she is familiar with the shirt tails.
Just recently introduced, I think.
Yeah, well, because I think they had me burn a whole bunch of them. To DVD for her.
So. Yeah, I think Pixel Dan decided to get her acquainted with that, and by God, she should be.
I'm more of a fan of Kissy Fur than the shirt tails, but, you know,
Kissy
whatever.
What is it?
Kissy Fur.
I have no idea what that is.
Hmm.
Is that...
It's a bear.
Is that from the 70s, too?
No, it's from the 80s.
It
was on NBC Saturday morning.
Now, you made me forget the question.
So, you're talking about bronies.
Oh, bronies. Yeah.
Can bronies be serious toy collectors?
You know what? Now, like, everywhere. My own brother is posting stuff on Facebook... with pony stuff now on it. I'm like, really? When did that ever happen? In the last couple months, and I blame Swingaholic for this. Everybody everybody is posting about the ponies everywhere now. It is totally acceptable and cool to be a brony.
Hmm.
So thank you, Swing. You inspired a nation. And I'm pretty sure he's not the first one. I can't remember who actually started it, but he's the one I look at as the instigator of this phenomena. Amongst the toy world. He is your leader, so go worship.
Hmm.
What do you think? You like the bronies?
I think bronies are all right. I mean,
that just came out of nowhere for me. I was like, what?
Here's the thing. It depends on why you like them. If you like them because they're pretty and pink, then no. But if you like just the wide array of characters, the variations on the color themes, you know, just the art style, I think, of Friendship is Magic is kind of an interesting take on the animation style that people didn't expect, you know, kind of like the Dexter's Laboratory of My Little Pony. It's all right.
I like single PVC piece figures, so I can kind of see...
PVCP?
PVC. What?
Don't even PCP? Start Wait, I like kind of, the PCP.
Sounds like some kind of Russian thing you're talking about. But, so I get that, why people would like them. I don't know, ponies, it definitely is a stretch for me.
Well, it's not for you, but if someone came in and said that they were a brony and a fan of My Little Pony, would you care?
No,
would you
not anymore. The shock is gone. That was months ago. Hmm. Swing broke that.
Now, to be fair, though, if you're into Monster High and you're a dude, there are problems. That is something you need to work on.
Talking about you, Sween.
All right, next up is Albatraz. Albatraz says, "Hey guys, I'm starting to become a toy customizer, even though about a year ago I hated toy customers, but I got the enamel paints. Thank you, Dan. But I want to make custom accessories like glasses or weapons. I want to use plastic, but I looked online. They are way too expensive. Do you have any other ideas on how I can make accessories? P.S. I've used hot glue before, and it's too hard to sculpt because of how hot it is." Yeah, you don't sculpt with hot glue. You use the hot glue to attach it to your figure because whatever you build is going to be kind of janky and it's probably going to want to fall off. When I took sculpture class and we had to build stuff, small details, usually what we do is get a thin grade wire and some needle nose pliers, and you bend it into roughly the shape of what you want, and then you start forming the clay on the outside, and then you would bake it or let it set or whatever the clay happened to be, and then you would paint it. So that was the key, was getting the small piece of wire using the needle nose pliers and bending it so you have a basic framework of what it is you're building beforehand. And with something like glasses, you can even just build that straight out of the wireframe and not even build anything else on top of it.
And if you want a cheap way to actually be able to cast some, you know, your custom stuff, look on eBay and look around for the people selling the Warhammer like customizing kits, because they include all the chemicals in the set and they give you like a little box, and you can actually, the idea is they want you to custom cast like Warhammer piece knockout, like the role-playing game pieces, and they have kits where you can actually cast stuff in them, and they work really well and they're really cheap. And I've watched my brother do this. He was casting like just random toys out of this little molding kit he had, and I couldn't believe how amazingly nice they came out. So there is a way, if you weren't thinking about it, you can go online and maybe find one of those kits and be able to custom knock off your own toys. I don't know.
The other easy thing to do is just go to places like Big Lots or Dollar Tree, look for the cheap like ninja and wrestling figures, mm-hmm. buy those for $1 or $2, whatever they happen to be, and then just cut them off or just rip them off of the other figure and put them on your custom.
Yeah, so or use those bodies to actually mold on top of.
Yeah.
To get a good frame.
Because you can start with those and then put the molding clay on top and just kind of sculpty out what you want. So, all right, next up, Nasty Will says, "Hello, peeps. I miss the 12-inch Star Wars and the superhero figures like the Batman and Robin movie figures. As a collector, I like those better than the normal size figures because of the packaging and the style of the figures. How do you all feel about them? Those are dolls." That's how I feel about it. I just can't get into 12-inch figures. There's just something about them. I don't like cloth clothes on figures. And just 12-inch figures to me just feel like dolls.
And by the way, your username is my favorite of all.
Because he's Nasty Will?
Nasty Will. I don't know why, but every time it cracks me up. So yeah, that's how we feel about a 12-inch. We definitely believe to be a doll and not a action figure.
Yep. Bronies are cool. Guys who collect 12-inch figures, cool. No, cool. You got problems, man.
But those big dolls, you need to get out of here with that.
I mean, it's one of those things I don't care for.
Yeah, I've never saw a 12-inch that I actually wanted.
I mean, if you like them, then great, congratulations. I hope you enjoy them and buy all the ones that you hope to get. But as far as I'm concerned, I don't know that I'd ever... I think I own one 12-inch figure. It's a Jason Voorhees figure. It was sent to me by Figures.com. I did a review for him. And kept it. And that's probably the only one I have.
Whatever.
What?
You would have totally bought that. If you did not... We were not given it, you would have bought it.
Maybe.
I guess if you're a hardcore fan of certain, you know...
Properties,
you're definitely going to buy them in no matter what scale they come out with. So for that, we can't fault you. But if you're purposely going out there trekking down 12 inches, then we will fault you.
Actually, no, wait. I do have a 12-inch figure I bought myself from Sideshow.
Oh.
They did a figure of Frank Black from Millennium as part of the X-Files line.
Here we go with this.
Autographed by Lance Henriksen. So I did buy that. And that's one of my key Millennium things.
So that's your favorite doll?
That's my favorite doll. My Lance Henriksen doll. Never even taken it out of the package.
By the way, Frank Black is... stupid.
This is from the guy who plays with Legos.
And you're welcome.
Jim Narius says, hello, PC and crew, longtime lurker, first time poster. Yeah, sure. This question is for everyone. What Masters of the Universe Classics item would you get of the current released if you could buy just one item?
Scareglow.
P.S. Gosh darn dang you, Killing Dirt, for showing us Terraria.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You are welcome.
Come play on our server sometime.
Yes, post a picture of your house. I'm curious what people are building.
Use, there's a program called Terra Firma you can use to take a picture of your world. Take a picture of your world, send it to us. I want to see what you got. But as far as everyone, Master of the Universe, so for you, just Scareglow?
Yeah, Scareglow.
That'd be the only one?
That's actually, if I can only keep one figure, that's the one I'd keep, I think.
I would buy a Skeletor just so I could still make him into Disco Skeletor.
Really?
That'd be, yeah. You're not the ones currently released.
You're not over that yet, huh?
Nope. Huh. I got a battle armor Skeletor I still have to get painted. Man E Fan 1977 says, hey guys, I thought I'd move this one to episode 139. Have you found the deluxe Thundercats Lion-O Claw Shield? It does fit me, barely, but I was disappointed it was made for the basic Sword of Omens. Yeah, the problem with that thing is it's like $30-$35. It's like stupid expensive. And yeah, it only fits the little sword. The sword that's like this long, where you hit the button and it pops out much longer.
The dagger.
Yeah. That's the one that fits into it. It's neat, like, you know, when you see it and you can kind of, you know, strap it on, you're like, I've got the, you know, claw shield.
Is that the one we were selling in here?
No.
No.
No, the ones we were selling here were the tiny ones. This one is actually arm-sized, and you can put the little dagger one in there. I mean, I understand why it takes the little dagger one, because that's what you put in the claw shield. You pull it out and then do the thunder catch to get the long sword. You don't put the long sword in the claw shield. So it makes sense that that's the one that's in there. But still, $35 for that thing is a little ridiculous. That's my main problem with that.
Is it like a power glove? Can you do something cool with it?
Nope. Just wear it on your arm. Oh. Piece of plastic.
Well, $35 well spent.
Smuggler says, dang it, I can't believe I missed a London toy show right when I'm just about 30 minutes away by train. Speaking of missed opportunities, have you ever passed on a toy you weren't interested in and wound up becoming interested in it sometime later, only to find out it's too late to get it? I'd say that happened to me with Legos in general. I really didn't start collecting them until near the end of last year, meaning I missed out on great lines such as Indiana Jones and Batman. Well, I miss getting them for a decent price, to be more precise. And I still have yet to live it down, except by striving to get my hands on as many Lego sets I love now.
Hear. Definitely so, same issue.
Anything in particular you passed up at the time that you wish you had bought?
I did pass up on the Batman Lego stuff, too. In some of the early night, or the about the same time, the night stuff from the early 2000s, like the Kingdom stuff, I'm really upset I didn't get some of those sets, because they're, like, amazing. And, like, the Viking sets, upsetting at those. But more importantly, the Batman stuff, because you're right, the prices on those things are incredibly high. All those figures are in hundreds of dollars, and they were, like, $20, $30 sets. It's ridiculous. But for you in the UK, you being so close to Toy Fair, it's okay. You couldn't go unless you were a registered member of the press anyways, so you really didn't miss out anything because you weren't going to get inside the building. However, your nickname is Smuggler, so I'm sure you would have figured a way out.
Unless you're smuggling plums. Next up, Count Marzo. What's up, guys? I don't ask questions too often unless I have a good one, because I don't really want to add to the bombarding you've been taking lately, but I got one for you this week.
Go ahead.
This is for Stina and Dan.
All right.
All right, so you're going to answer this one. Like you guys, I recently got an Xbox Kinect for that same deal you did. Well, I also subscribed to Gamefly, and they just sent me Kinect Disneyland Adventures, and I thought of you too when I was playing it. So I was wondering if you tried it, have it, or plan on getting it. It's pretty neat. I've been having a good time with it. I'm nowhere near the Disney fans you guys are, so I gotta recommend it to you.
I don't know if they have that game. I didn't see it at his house, but I'm pretty sure he will get it.
I was in there last night stealing underwear and knickknacks out of the closet, and I don't remember seeing it on the shelf either. So,
Which is weird, because I would think they would want... But that game did come out right before Christmas, so maybe they just didn't even notice it. I saw the game, and I actually watched a video on it, and I wanted to buy it for my daughter because she wants to go to Disneyland so bad.
Actually, that's a game I plan on getting. Like, I didn't realize it was out yet until about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. I was like, oh, I wonder if that game ever came out. Oh, sure enough, it did. So I plan on getting it for PS3 at some point here, probably next paycheck.
I'm waiting for somebody to bring it into my store and trade it in, and then I'll take it to my daughter and let her play it. But
I'm going to buy it just because there's a Tron world in it. Oh, of course. You can dress up in the Tron outfit. So.
Of course.
Yeah. So I might actually have to buy it on multiple platforms because it's got Tron stuff in it.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're doing that?
Yeah.
Buying every release?
I bought Tron on every platform when it came out.
Well, Tron, there's a year ago. And Saints Row 3, Tron is
and like I a bought big part Saints Row 3, yeah.
So you're going to buy it on every platform now?
Probably. Cavalier Chris says, hi, Stina and her backup singers. Boy, you really don't want that to happen, ever. I was going over everything regarding Voltron. If Dirt's there, I said Voltron, not Tron. I like Voltron, too. Besides, in the videos, I even say talk about anything that's got Tron in it. Cybertron, Megatron, the Neutron Dance. Come on. I'm looking at Matty Collector, and I see the Lion Force featured. What I'm wondering, has anyone heard of a relaunch of the Vehicle Force Voltron? I was one of those rare kids who liked the vehicle line better than the Lions, and thought with the 2012 subscription, they might be playing a vehicle line as well. No.
Probably, we'll see what happens with this one, and they'll maybe move on to that, right?
I don't know.
Isn't the vehicle, like, have a lot of parts?
Yeah, it's got a lot of vehicle pieces that go to it. So I don't know, unless they put them out in like 2 packs or 3 packs when they release them. There's no word. I'm sure it's something that maybe they drew up some schematics on and they talked about the idea of possibly doing it. But there's nothing officially announced, released, hinted at, nothing like that. And I would suspect if Voltron goes into a second year, you're more likely to see some Robeast, King Zarkon, Prince Lotor, pieces of maybe the Castle of Lions playsets to put together, things like that. I would doubt they would jump to the vehicle line in the second year.
And you probably will get that information and news sometime in the summer when they right before San Diego, where that would be probably one of the times.
You don't think they do it at Toy Fair?
Oh no.
Oh yeah, Toy Fair is too soon.
It's too soon. They haven't got the lines out yet.
That's true. All right, SpiderFan05 says, hey there, question for Pixel Dan. I was just wondering if you heard that Mega Man was revealed as an exclusive character for the PlayStation version of Street Fighter X Tekken, but he will be based on his Mega Man 1 NES box art appearance. If you have any thoughts, a lot of fans seem to be on the fence about this, saying it's not the Mega Man they grew up with.
How is it not the Mega Man they grew up with?
It's not a Mega Man anyone grew up with. On the original NES game, on the cover art, they did this airbrush painting. Like a dude
right.
in the suit. But the problem is, that's not even the character in the game. Because the character in the game is like a fat guy wearing the suit. It doesn't look like the skinny little dude on the box art. It's like a fat guy who's like joking around in cosplay of Mega Man. Like they call him the bad box art Mega Man or something like that. So it's like even a joke of the joke, which makes it less appealing. Like, if it was the actual dude from that box art, I'd be like, hell yeah! But it's not. It's just this dumb looking... It looks like me in a Mega Man suit, basically. Well, and that just doesn't...
I'd play that.
Doesn't work for me.
I'd play that. I doubt Dan knows about that because I don't think he's really a big fighting game player.
Not really.
So, maybe send him an email and let him know. I don't think he does.
Quentin Starr says, hey, people, I hate the way everyone compares DC Universe Classics to Marvel Legends! !! I think that comparing the two lines is stupid because they both have great sculpt and articulation and details. People compare the lines on the basis Marvels have unique sculpts that are great, so does DC Universe Classics. They have six sculpts for the males, standard, bulk, skinny, teenage, double-jointed elbows, arms, suited, and one female that's okay but could be better. Also, Marvel Legends also reuse sculpts nowadays. Both lines have great articulation. Comparing the two lines is silly because they both work great, and in my opinion are equal because the line suits the characters. What do you guys think? Sorry for the rant.
Which one do you like better?
I like DC characters better, so I always prefer the DC line.
I like the Marvel Legends a lot better.
I never really got into Marvel Legends just because I don't buy DC Universe Classics.
I guess it's because I like the characters better.
I only own maybe six DC Universe Classics, and I own one Marvel Legends. So, I mean, I don't like that size figure to begin with in general, but I prefer DC Universe characters, so.
I'm going to say I like the Marvel Legends better, but you're right. A lot of people do compare the two, and it's you know, you compare comics by saying Marvel and DC, so it makes sense. But yeah, I think the two lines are great the way they are, and the companies that are making them are doing a good job on them. Definitely DC is in the right hands with the Four Horsemen, and the Marvel Legends, you know, have always been nice. I'm kind of worried about how the new ones are going to stack up in comparison to the older ones, which are amazing. So, not the recently, you know, a year ago released Hasbro ones that were kind of, but I'm talking about the old Toy Biz style ones, you know. Those are great. So, hopefully the new ones coming out this year will be as equal to those and not like the previously released ones that were kind of not good.
Like, I understand why people always have to have Marvel versus DC and why they always try to play one company off the other. But to me, it always seems silly because I don't read every comic book DC comes out with, and I don't read every comic Marvel comes out with. I read this one, I read that one, I read this one, I read that one. It's the same. To me, when people go, well, DC is always better, Marvel's always better, that's like going, NBC always has the best comedy lineup. And someone going, no, CBS has the best comedy lineup. Whoa. Does that?
Who says CBS has got the best?
Well, they've got Big Bang Theory, and that counts for a lot. But regardless, you know, the towing one company line completely compared to the others just doesn't make any sense to me. There are definitely missteps with certain characters and certain sculpts from both companies. The way they would use a certain version of a character instead of another one is sometimes infuriating. The way they base it off a generic art style or one particular artist's style and not another's can be irritating.
And the overusing of a character.
Yeah, you know, we need another Batman, we need another reissue of Superman, you know, I mean, we got it. Let's move on to something else.
I think Marvel DC just fight it out, and whoever wins, only
but
the strong
I don't even
survive.
See the need. I mean, just buy the characters that you like. I don't see any reason why you have to buy every Marvel Legend or you have to buy every DC Universe Classics unless you want to get that Build-A-Figure. But otherwise, like, I bought the Electric Superman figures because I really liked when they split Superman in two and did the electric stuff because it was god-awful terrible, and I enjoy that stuff. So I bought those. I bought nothing else in that wave. You know what I mean? I just wanted those figures, and so that's all I bought. I buy a Question whenever they come out with a Question, and, you know, I mean, that's really about it as far as I care with DC Universe Classics, even though I like it, like, most of those characters better than the Marvel ones. But it's just, you know, I'm not going to sit there and say, well, Marvel's always better, or DC's always better, and I'm not going to say ABC knows drama better than TNT. You know, it's just kind of,
wow, really?
Buy what you like, and just go with that. How about you?
Ditto.
Huh. Good answer.
Yeah, I don't know. You started talking about TV, and I got confused, and then I stopped listening to you for a minute, and then I looked in the camera lens, and I saw your mask, and I got confused. Mm. And then I just moved on.
And you saw the glint in my eyes and fell in love.
Yeah, oh, yeah, oh, easily.
I remember Manglore says, hello, everyone. This is a question for Stina. Do you have a twin sister who's single? No, I'm kidding. It's actually a question for Killen. Do you have a twin brother that's single?
Absolutely.
No, I'm sorry. Seriously, I was wondering, have you guys thought any more about that new Toy Smell DVD?
Oh, that's a whole nightmare.
That the problem with the idea behind that is a lot of the original footage is lost, may exist somewhere. A lot of it was on old hard drives that have since failed or been reformatted accidentally or things like that. Some of them only exist on YouTube or on Blip TV. So,
Yeah, I mean, we've always wanted to do that, and
we only want to do it if we can think of something special.
It's a large project.
Yeah,
it would take an incredible amount of time. Even though we have the videos all done and everything, just to get them compiled, just to even locate them all and put them in some kind of order would be an undertaking that I don't even know if we could even accomplish.
Like, I would think we'd have to do best of episodes. We'd have to do some sort of commentary on them. Maybe if we could find some behind the scenes stuff. But the idea of just taking the stuff that you can already find randomly online and just burning it to a disc, that doesn't excite me. We got to have something else behind it. And like I said, a lot of that footage is just gone.
And when we started making this show, we weren't even sure if it was even going to work. So we had no plans for the future of keeping that stuff. And
you know, it's like the Johnny Carson tapes from his early years. They just recorded over them because they thought, well, why would we ever want to watch a talk show again? So they just wiped them out and recorded over them. And we just didn't save all the footage like we probably should have. So,
but you're right. We'll probably make a couple best of DVDs, and maybe we'll put out some of our other shows on a DVD format, and then if you like it, you can buy it, you know, just treat it like a donation. But we don't have any plans at the right now, but we probably, you know, later, second, third quarter of the year, we'll probably think of something like that and hopefully get it out to you. Yeah, we're always thinking about that kind of stuff, and if you guys keep hounding us, it gets us going. So please keep asking for those things and we'll get them done.
See what we can do. All right, finally, last question. This is from Big Sexy J. Hey guys and lady, this is mainly a question for Dan. Recently you said Toy Guru got in contact with you about your videos. I know you and the Google crew ask him on occasion, speak to him. I'm wondering if any of you have really spoken with Scott about the problems at Digital River are causing the line. The lack of knowledge when they are called, the different answers that are given to the same questions for different people, the inability to ship subs first, or the 24, 72-hour callback that never happens. I assume he ignores some of the online rantings about everything, but if someone actually explained to him that the problems with Digital River, maybe he would listen. I know there was a list of Masters of the Universe Classics problems given to him about 6 months ago, but it doesn't look like that has done anything. I can speak to a little bit of this, and I can tell you that a lot of this stuff is out of his control. Mm-hmm. He's a guy who works at a company. He has a role in a position, but it's not necessarily dealing with Digital River or taking care of why they have the license with Digital River necessarily. That's
somebody else's job completely.
Yeah, I mean, there's budget limitations. There's other factors involved in certain deals. He's really not the type of person that can just be like, we're going to revamp everything because I'm the toy guru. He can't really.
Yeah,
you know.
And he didn't strike the deal with Digital River. That was done by the suits of Mattel. And there's somebody who signed that contract whose job probably it is to negotiate these problems back and forth. And that person, we don't know who their name is, but they're probably hiding on purpose, I would imagine. But
now, I mean, Guru knows, Scott knows that this stuff bugs people. He knows that people are mad about it. He knows it causes a lot of problems. He would like to get things fixed. He talks to people as much as he can. You know, I'm sure, you know, he understands, but a lot of that's really just out of his hands. There's not really a lot he can do about that, so.
But I will say this, if you notice lately in the last week or so, Mattel has actually stepped up and is on top of fixing every and all problems with Digital River right now. They have posted countless times on their Twitters, on their Facebook, anywhere they have a forum, they have posted that if you have any problems, you know, email this person, call this number, and it's not the numbers they were giving you previously. This is actually, we're going to take care of the problems, and they've been on it for the last week or so. So they definitely know there's a problem, and it looks like they're trying to fix it without you having to go to Digital River. Looks like they'll take care of it on their end for you. So if you are having any problems, just go to their, you know, go to MattyCollector.com, click on their forum button, and you'll find all kinds of useful information there, as well as some moderators there who can help you correct the problems that you're having.
But, I mean, I know it sucks. But, you know, you got to keep in mind, the people who are most vocal are not necessarily the majority. I've never had a subscription before, you know, this Voltron, so I don't know if anything's going to happen with that this year. But as far as orders I've placed through Digital River in the past, I bought, you know, half dozen stuff, you know, Master of the Universe, and they had the Justice League stuff. I used to buy that stuff. Any of the, you know, DC Infinite Heroes stuff that they had on there. I bought that stuff. I bought some car stuff for my son, you know. So probably actually a dozen times I placed orders, never had a single problem. Not one single problem with anything. And I've heard people complain about this and whine about that and, you know, all sorts of problems. And I understand it sucks. You place an order, you don't get what you want, or it's broken, or something's assembled wrong, or, I get it. I get it. That sucks. But I've never had a single problem. So I think
if you go to their website and order something directly, I think you get a pretty average response. There's descriptions, though. Their services on that, completely out of control. But more importantly, their terrible customer service. If they would fix the customer service problem, I would imagine all these problems would just disappear. Like, if they get some people who actually know what's going on, who actually, you know, can pay attention and understand your questions and actually give you a real legitimate answer, or something, you know, where it makes somewhat sense and treats you like a real customer instead of doing what they're doing, talking to you like robots, like they're just hiring random people off the street daily. You know, like they open the doors at their factory and go, "Who wants to work today?" And there's like crowds of people, me, you. Okay, go in there, read the script. You know, it's almost like that. Like these people have no idea what's going on. So if they can address that problem, and it's Digital River, I mean, I think we need to stop bothering Mattel and maybe start bothering Digital River. You know, find out who's in charge, who the PR person of that company is, and harass that company, and maybe we'll see some positive results. Because I think us telling Mattel is just Mattel going, like, what do you want us to do? And they're just forwarding that information to them, to some guy who's going, oh, another complaint, delete. So there's somebody in charge at Digital River who needs to hear these problems, who obviously isn't getting the memo that there's issues at his company. Or her company.
Right. So, you know, again, I understand it sucks, and you really want to get that fixed, but, you know, you're probably talking to the wrong people, and it's not like, you know, this is a company trying to work business. You know, they're not going to be able to just go like that and switch everything around and change everything, so.
Fast food business.
There you go.
Quantity over quality.
All right, guys, well, that's going to do it for the Fan Corner. That's everything we got. So is that how you end the show usually? Because I never watch this show. I'm not on it, so I don't watch it.
Wow, really?
I used to do this show, but ever since I stopped doing this show, I just don't pay attention. So.
All right, well, make sure
do you end with a dance number or something?
Subscribe to our channel here on Pop Culture Network.
Dual Striptease.
That's YouTube.com/Pop Culture Network. Please sure. Click the like button and the subscribe button. Please share it if you can and help promote the show. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at... You want to say that part?
No, I don't know. I don't know Twitter.
At Pop Culture Net. You go and follow us there, and you can talk to us through that way. Or you can come to the forums at popculturenetwork.com, click on the big forum button there on the main page, and go into the forums and head under to the toy section. There you will find the It Figures thread. There you can ask your questions for the next episode and comment on this and past episodes.
What's a Twitter?
Also, you can go to itfigurespodcast.com to catch older episodes of the show. If you missed some, we are now like at 140 now.
139, I think.
139, 140, I don't know, whatever. So there's a lot of past episodes to watch, so you can check them out there. Also, if you like what we do here at the Pop Culture Network and you want to support and help us and continue to get us to get better equipment and to provide new and better shows, please go to the website and click on the store button. There you will find a store completely packed with over 20,000 items. Anything from video games to toys to comic books. If you're buying this stuff already at other stores, please try to buy it from our store and help us continue to bring you quality merchandise. You're killing me. Anyways, so if you can place an order, please do. It really does help us to keep this content coming to you. And I guess that's about it. Be sure to check out the Video Game Loser shows hosted by both of us every Monday, released on the Pop Culture Network. Or you can go to videogamelosers.com and watch all of the episodes we've produced so far. Anything else?
Yeah. Yeah, whatever.
So I guess that's it, guys. So until next time, I'm killing.
I'm not.
See you next week.
What's that song? Never heard that song. Well, wait, they got the M&Ms to do a song?
Yeah. Alright, guys. Thank you for watching our videos on the Pop Culture Network. We do hope that you will help
support us by visiting shoppcn.com, where you'll find all these amazing toys, comic books, DVDs, video games, random geek goodness, all brought to you at an incredibly great price. Every dollar you spend helps contribute to the Pop Culture Network.